This is a Danger Entertainment podcast. DangerEntertainment.net. Danger Entertainment Network podcasts.
Hey, Colin.
Hey, man.
We have not said hello to the Dangerlings in a while.
Do you know what? You're right. Hey, Dangerlings, this is Colin Hubbard. I used to play MZ, and then I played this other guy called Ed Johnson for a little while. And now I play Bubba Von Hoops in the Danger Club podcast. Thank you for listening. If you are enjoying this podcast, go to iTunes, give us a review, go on Facebook, drop us a little message, go on the Discord, get on the Discord. If you're not on the Discord yet, get on the Discord. We'll talk to you. Other Dangerlings can talk to you. There's loads of groups in there. We've got a Tumblr if you're interested in that. You've got, you know, Instagram. Do us a little bit of, you know, art or whatever. Just whatever you want to do, mate. Do you know what I mean? I've been Colin. You've been the Dangerlings.
Previously on the Danger Club podcast.
I've got transcription duties for you. What were you doing down there?
We had to dump a body.
Which body?
A bird.
A what?
He is fast asleep.
And is he wearing any keys?
You lift the keys silently from his belt.
He was not the biggest fan of Rasmus's artist.
And then he was killed.
This is a guild badge.
So they would have been looking for him. They'd also have leverage in the city.
You see an emblem of the city watch. It's Rasmus's silver, but as long as you don't go flashing it around, just keep it quiet.
The adventure continues.
Hello everyone.
No.
Hello everyone.
God. Hello everyone.
Every low hell on.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Danger Club podcast.
I didn't get to do one.
Oh, go on then.
No, forget it.
It's done now. It's done.
Yeah, hello everyone.
Yeah. My beard is driving me crazy at the moment. I had to grow my beard out for a job.
Do you know what? I noticed this at the beginning of the last recall. Sorry to cut you off. Literally everyone around this table.
Do sound like that.
Everyone around this table, apart from me, has a beard. We're all very beardy at the moment.
It's beardy. Yeah. Well, like, I'm growing mine because I need it for a job. But it is like, it's got to that point where it's like actor in between movies beard. You know, it's that kind of like when Chris Evans doesn't need to look handsome for a thing and he's just like caveman beard. Yeah. And it's that kind of like, oh, it's big. I don't like it. It means I can twirl my. I've been doing a lot of moustache twirling while describing things. That's quite nice.
Good. Chris DM Evans is so handsome. With
isn't
beard.
He?
He's such a good looking guy.
He looks better with a beard.
Yeah.
I like him with a beard.
How do
are
you
talking
like your Chris
with
Evans?
With or without? It's out of
my mind. Are we talking Chris Evans, the Radio 2 Dowdy J?
Yeah. Don't forget your toothbrush.
Don't forget your toothbrush, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Your toothbrush
TFI
your
Friday.
The first episode of TFI Friday was filmed round the corner from where I live. Back in my hometown in the Midlands somewhere.
Wow.
Nice. Is it really? I always assumed it was Londinium.
My hometown or TFI?
No, where it's filmed.
Where it's filmed? Yeah, no, they did like a tour of like really random places when the show was new, and what the randomness was, yeah, not my hometown, which is nothing to speak of, really.
This is brilliant.
You have got so harsh over the months and years.
Like in the beginning, we could talk about anything, Jesus. And we're like, "Yeah, gold dust." That was gold dust, and now you're just like,
"He's gone cynical."
He's gone cynical in his old age.
Because his character's 13 now. He's really getting old.
Yeah, right. He's getting old.
I've got to say, dropping teenager Colin.
Where we're recording in Danger Towers, where we always are.
Sorry, team. It actually was quite interesting.
Thanks. We're recording in Danger Towers. That one of my housemates has left a chair outside in the hall, and I asked if I could use it. And it's one of those chairs that originally I thought, "Hey, look, that'd be a great DM chair. It's a bit of a wing back thing going on. It looks pretty comfortable." I've now realised it's one of those chairs you find in old people's homes.
We did this in the last episode.
But the more recording, have you noticed that now Dan's put his cardigan on?
Oh, I see. Yeah, no.
Now, I think by the end he's literally going to have aged about sort of 35 years.
Also,
and he's got his beard's grown out.
Yeah, definitely lower down now than he used to be.
Definitely lower down.
Yeah, he'll be like down and just sink into the chair.
He'll be referencing things from like episode 20 and thinking it's current. And we're like, what are you out there?
Will you leave that? Whoa, the lamp's going towards the lamp.
Will you stop touching the lamp?
Can still reach the lamp though, motherfucker.
You horrible moth of a man.
New t-shirt. Let's have an adventure.
Ooh, let's.
Come on. We are still in the Temple of Razmir, although maybe not for very long. So we found out a few exciting new clues. You've been doing a bit of your investigating while Bubba
some
and...
Some sleuthing.
Yeah, Bubba and Velda having some bonding time.
That's nice. So this is what happens in life. Nerds, you help out a jock with their homework, hoping they'll be mates, and it's just like, oh yeah, thanks.
I love that forgotten. Bubba's become the jock of the party. That's
he's hilarious. Pretty jock, yeah. Mate. He's pretty like, he's pretty wee, we have a white boy, and he's a bit wee.
He had no problem making friends at school.
Yeah, right.
You don't know.
I'm interested in this because we've got this. It's becoming this weird like school dynamic here, where you guys are like the kids, and the Garthus and Heralds are like the teachers running this school, and some of you are becoming the troublemakers, and some of you are becoming teachers' pets, and then like you've got like Bubba who thinks he's their mate and he's acting like it, but they keep scowling at. You've got Caragor who is becoming like the head prefect of the Temple of Razmir. To the point that some of the teachers are resenting him. Like,
so what you're saying is that effectively we're now in Saved by the Bell. would that make Bubba screech?
Who do you reckon was the Danny Carragher around this table at their school? Who was the star pupil?
Oh, not me.
Not me.
I would.
This is a leading question.
No. Well, it happens that
it's
I
definitely,
was actually...
It's definitely not me. It's definitely James. I
no,
reckon.
No, yeah. It wasn't. No?
No?
No,
it's,
no,
it's,
no.
It's one of you two. It's definitely not anyone.
Yeah. I was far too unrelentingly geeky and eccentric and left field to be a head boy prefect type. I was hanging around my former.
I was deputy head of my
shit.
House.
Oh!
It's drama.
Yeah, that's right. Under the radar.
And you went to like boarding school. Like
I went to
school.
A military school.
You went to Eton, wasn't it? You're in that photo of the Bullingdon Club with David Cameron and Boris Johnson. I mean, you're just there in the.
I mean, well, I don't know that he was second on the pig, but like, nobody ever remembers that because it was all
I just did the chicken. I was strictly chicken. No red meat.
And the turkey at Christmas.
And the turkey at Christmas, yeah. Gobble, gobble.
Oh, so it turns out they're Drummond.
How did that leave there? Jesus.
So you were
Christmas, everybody. Oh,
you
no
were
way.
House prefect.
I was, yeah, I was deputy head of our house, yeah.
Deputy head.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to be the head of the house.
Now that's way cooler than being a prefect. You get a little badge, you get a shotgun.
I got the coolest room in the place, and got to be in charge of stuff without having any responsibility. It was pretty cool.
I didn't get made drama prefect at my school, despite the fact I ran the drama club for all the lower years. I did all the tech, but Greg Alders got made drama prefect because he played Bill Sykes in the school play of Oliver, and the head thought he was very good in it, so he got made prefect. So I made myself a prefect badge that said People's Prefect and wore that.
If you became the drama prefect, though, do you get like a dramatic cape?
Oh yeah, I was already wearing scarves and like. I remember we recently ticked over in the podcast to a point where we have slightly more American listeners than we have UK listeners. We're getting more and more American listeners.
Oh, so they I love are. America.
I imagine you guys are going to love the fact that our school system is as much like Harry Potter as you would imagine it is.
It was all staircases. You've no idea how they're still held up.
Just for balance, there. I'm pretty sure. I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm pretty sure. I mean, not exactly. Mine and Ross's was not anything like that. It was
definitely not.
There was no capes and red brick walls. Nope. There was pink custard and turkey twizzlers. If you were lucky, right?
£1 burgers.
Oh God,
mate! I didn't know what a house was until later on in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was
literally
like,
grew up in a hedge.
I was like, yeah, right. The houses at schools. They were just like, oh yeah. So what house were you in? I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Seriously, like, had no idea about prefect system. We didn't have that in our school. We just had like, you know.
Kids
just,
that beat up other kids.
That's it. That's what we had. We had a hierarchy of. It was like a prison. No, I've never been to prison, so I can't say that.
I have a vague memory of that, like, because I was at a, what you would consider a normal school before I got sent away to the military school.
Oh yeah.
So I like
I remember that because I got a lot of beatdowns and got in with a bad crowd, and that was where I got sent away to military school.
It's like Bill and Ted. They were going to get sent away to military school. Yeah, only that you didn't go back in time and find lots of cool people to stop that happening. You just went to military school,
which is why I play these games.
Yeah, but I think you found your Bill and Ted's.
I was super nerdy, like good kid, until I hit about 17 and discovered comedy, and discovered that I could make jokes, and then I was a nightmare. I ran our house sports day team. I'd spent my whole time there not in getting involved in the sport, in like big sporting events. I made an entire documentary one year about sports day so that I didn't have to participate in sports day. We didn't even edit it. We just went around and just filmed fake interviews with people to avoid having to do it. And then in my final year, I got myself made head of the team, because the other person didn't want to do it. So I sort of was like, oh, I'll do it. So I was responsible for organizing our entire team. And this is like a quarter of the school. This is like the four, like there's the Slytherin and Hufflepuff. This is like the whole Hufflepuff team for all of the years participating. So I submitted all the team sheets for it, and they didn't realize until they had all of the teams gathered out and they were calling names up that I had in fact submitted a list of the real names of professional wrestlers. And a quarter of the school were not at this sporting event. And there was a teacher just standing out asking where Kevin Nash was.
Amazing.
Like, Dwayne Johnson? I had to climb over the fence to escape that one. So let's see if you guys have to climb over a fence.
When you climbed over the fence, nice. Hit the face of the chair and got put back in.
That's true. Was that sort of like, I don't know, was that an expression for something else?
Expression for...
Well, it sounds like and then I had to climb over the fence for that. Right, fellas? Right? Am I right?
No, I literally climbed over the fence.
You literally climbed over the fence.
With the staff chasing me. And now I make podcasts, so clearly
he never returned to school after that day. Or home. It's actually quite a heartbreaker.
So let's see how things go for you guys. Let's see if you manage to get your sports day teams to get this analogy is falling apart. Let's just play Pathfinder.
Good idea.
So you found out a few interesting things. You found out a few little tidbits of information. Do we feel like we've got enough information to go to the City Watch yet? Or are we still getting a bit more? You still down in concrete yet?
I'd say if we were at percentile, I'd say we're at 75%. We're not quite there. We've got a substantial body, but I don't think it's quite enough. Then about you guys?
Yeah. I'm concerned that a lot of the evidence that we found can be easily explained or swept aside. So we'd be like, it was an artist died and this and that. And they'd be like, no, it's quite deniable. At the moment. Quite deniable. What do you guys think?
Yeah, no, I think we need to make use of the keys.
I think the artist thing is getting to the point where it's not deniable anymore. Someone with that name did go missing. The remnants of them are here, and they were known to. We can prove how they were disliked by the church, but I'm just not sure that just the Artists Guild by itself is enough weight to bring down the Church of Razmaran, especially because they're buying off the City Watch. I think that's our next target. Is that link in order to really solidify it?
But apparently, you're going to be leaving the temple.
Training
in the yard. They've got a job for you outside.
What are we doing? Let's find out.
Flagellants on tour.
We're just going to go and beat yourselves in the street for everyone to see. I'm sure Krant would like that, but Krant is rapidly losing favour in the temple since you guys arrived.
Yeah, right.
No sympathy for him, but let's find out what happens with you. So we jump right back into the temple of Razmir. Engarthus has just told you that you will be leaving the temple. So you're all stood around. You've just been for your morning prayers. Velda and... Jimmy Two Beaks, aka Bubba, are both very, very tired from having been up all night transcribing. Engarthus stands aside and another herald. So you've got a feeling that heralds are the ones in the black robes. They've all got the same mask, but heralds are, you know, there are four of them. Engarthus seems to be the leader of them.
You know the priests that we saw when we were looking in the worship hall, mm-hmm. the paintings, the murals? What colour robes did they have? The ones that are watching us silent.
They had grey. So they're priests. So they're more senior than you, but less senior than the heralds. You've never actually seen the heralds do any work. You see them preach They do a lot of talking, but you've never seen them actually. They don't seem to get involved in any of the labor. Most of the labor is done by the acolytes, so your level, and some of it is by priests. There seems to be a very definite like hierarchy of kind of once you go up a couple of steps, you get the people below you to do your work for you.
Again, a lot like my school.
Yeah.
He steps out. So the other herald steps forward, and Garth says, "This is Brother Xanathar. Brother Xanathar is going to be leading the sermon outside today, and we want you to help him out as much as you can. I trust that you'll be able to show some of the good to the people of Tamron.
Are we giving out bread?
Something like that." Yes, he nods and leaves you with Brother Xanathar. Brother Xanathar says, "New recruits! Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm very glad that you can help with spreading the good word."
Yeah, we are very happy to help. Where are we spreading it to today?
We're going outside the main gates. When we're outside there, I'm going to make a speech to all the people that are gathered. And I need you to move around the edges of the crowd. And I need you to draw their attention while we move among them and discuss the benefits of Razmir.
What do you mean by draws their attention away from what?
I don't care how you do it. Just do something freaky or do something. Just make a scene in
what
some
What does he
kind.
Look like?
Okay, Bowie, I mean,
he
brother.
He looks like a guy in black wearing a mask.
Okay.
For copyright reasons, it will probably not be removed. No idea what he looks like. Kind of thin. Think you could do that?
I mean, yeah, we can always create distractions, you know. What are we distracting from? What's the purpose of our work?
Oh, we just want people to pay attention to us.
But if we're distracting them, then they will not be paying attention.
No, because people on the edge of the crowd, they won't hear what I've got to say. So we want you to make a speech or something for them.
Also, we walk around the edge, and the people at the edge won't be able to hear you, so we have to kind of echo what you're doing.
Sure,
to the
why
edges.
Not? Yeah, just keep their attention.
I think. Ryan, we just draw attention to Brother Xanathar over here.
Yeah, we just kind of like talk to people and just go, "Oh, listen to this geezer's all right."
He's really
clever.
Oh,
okay. So go like, "Hey, is this guy? He's speaking truth."
Yeah, now you're getting it.
Okay,
you know, or just anything you like. Just keep people interested.
Yes,
in
brother.
In me or in you.
All right, brother.
Yeah.
All right, team. Let's go get freaky. You see, like, a bunch of other priests just kind of looking at him like they're just so over this guy.
Come on, we really got a good thing going.
He leads you outside. It is a very similar scene to a few days ago when you first approached the temple and they got Caragor up on stage and Garthus was making his speech. There were a few people gathered around and some of the priests, now you among them, on the other side. They open the gates to the courtyard, and for the first time you're brought here, you step out of the Temple of Razmir. A couple of priests are nearby you, and a couple of others flank Xanathar as he steps up onto the platform. Go keep people's attention, all right? Hey, people! All of you cats standing out here, you should be following the Church of Razmir. He's not quite Angarthus, but he's definitely got something. He's got presence. So people start listening to him as he starts making his speech. And one of the priests, who you realize is Carlisle, waves for you to follow him around the edges. You see, he is going around the edge. He's starting to talk to people and he's starting to think. So some of the crowd are paying attention, but some of them aren't particularly looking around. Go ahead and give me some perception checks.
Another natural one.
19.
Strong.
I know.
Good day.
So I got seven.
All right.
28.
Fulton, 19.
And 19, 28.
24 for Velda.
24.
Natural 20 for Caragor.
So everyone except for Fulton and Bubba. Yeah. Fulton just misses out on it. You notice that there are priests moving among the crowd with collection plates, But more importantly, you notice that some of the priests are taking advantage of the distractions to slip purses out of people's belts and to pickpocket people. You get the feeling that is what your distraction is supposed to do, is to draw focus from some of the market so that they can pickpocket them. Who, what would you like to do?
Who has seen that? Who has seen the pickpocketing, sorry?
So, that is Caragor, Velda, and Shania have all seen that.
Well, for start off, I think the distraction goes, I don't know why, but Caragor's inspired to be like, I saw my Razmir shining hard as Razmir could. What could I do?
Bubba walks up to like a couple of people that are...
Oh, fuck, I already thought he was going to jump on that. I left that
open. A couple of people that are chatting, right?
Yeah.
Caragor's finger down at Bubba.
And when I get excited... My little Naraya girl, she says, oh, Bubba, just you shut your mouth. She says, shh.
Colin finger gunned himself.
Yeah. Colin did just finger gun himself.
I was very
himself.
Proud of that, to be fair.
It was good.
I don't want to deviate too much, but that is a massively underrated Bowie song.
That's amazing, that song.
Channing Hill's a banger.
Yeah.
All right. So you're starting... You begin doing some singing.
Whilst I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Sort of singing with Bubba a little bit. Having noticed the pickpocketing going on.
Yes.
Can I position myself towards the pickpocketer, the nearest pickpocketer to me, and accidentally bump into him as he makes an attempted lift?
You definitely can do that. So, I would like either... I would like either a... You can use perform or diplomacy to try and pull some attention.
Okay, diplomacy. Oh, it's 11.
It's an 11. Okay, people aren't super into you. Give me a thievery check, though, to try and surreptitiously bump into the guy.
Yeah, 28.
A 28, nice. That's a success. Okay, you managed to... bump into the guy and he drops the purse that he was carrying and looks around and then has to turn his back as the person he just pinched it from kind of looks behind him, sees it and goes, oh, and picks it up as if they'd forgotten it.
My apologies, brother. I believe I'm still addressing the pickpocket. I believe you've dropped something. My apologies. Excuse me. I don't want you missing this purse that you've left on the floor, brother.
The
fellow brother of Razmir.
He kind of waves his hands at you and shaking his head as he backs away from it. The man who picked it up goes,
"Nah, this is my purse."
You're not trying to steal from the Church of Razmir, are you? The brother here, it must be a gift that he's delivered to the poor. Brother, what is your name so we can sing your names from the ramparts? Okay. I address him and put a hand on his shoulder.
You start... people start crowding around and be like, "What? What's going on? What's happening here?"
"Brother here has made a donation to this man," and I point to the victim of the crime. "This man has received a gift from the Temple of Razmir right now, in hard cash. We've upgraded from bread."
This is my purse. I just dropped my... I recognise it.
Well, I mean, it clearly came from this brother here, and I've still got hold of the priest with the pickpocket.
Somebody... You said... Wait, is the priest stealing from us?
No, the priest just gave to you, brother. What is your name?
My name's Timerson.
Brother Timerson, you had just received a gift from the mighty Razmir himself.
What?
You should be grateful, shouldn't he?
What are you trying to pull? What is this? Going to make a... it's going to be a deception
news.
Check. You know, trying to spread
fake
some
news.
Lies.
12.
The priest shakes his head.
Look, it must be some. It's just a misunderstanding. I think I just bumped into you is all it was. It's nothing to. I didn't touch your plate. We don't. I wasn't a gift from us, but we have many gifts, of course. We give you. We'll be giving out bread very soon. Do not. He's just an initiate. Do not worry about this one.
The crowd kind of start to look agitated. What would the rest of you like to do while all this is going on?
Well, I kind of wanted to do something along the same lines.
Okay.
Where whoever it was that I saw, I was going to grab whoever it is, grab their arm and gently whisper in their ear, does this belong to you?
Okay. Okay, so that is going to be an athletics check to grab him. Yeah, go ahead, do an athletics check to try and grab him before he can slip the money away.
Okay, so 21.
21, that'll do it. You grab you grab one of the priest's wrists, pull them away. He goes, and you whisper in his ear. They turn to you.
What do you think you're doing? Get off me!
Who told you to take money from the people of the crowd?
This is what we do. This is where some of our money comes from. Just do as you're told.
Says who?
Says me. Says the people who are better than you. Now know
your
place. Who
told you? Give me a name. I put my hand around his throat.
Oh my god! It starts. Fisher starts breaking down. The priests are fighting each other. Look at that. Yeah, athletics check to try and grapple him.
This time it's 22.
22. Yeah, you have him by the throat. You're now starting to pull focus not just from the people immediately around you, but from the main crowd. You can see some of the priests up on the platform are looking over at what you're going at. Sort of a hush but frenetic conversation between Danny Carragher and the priest he's with, and Sister Naraya choking one of the other priests in front of the crowd. Any other reactions from the rest of you, or are you trying to keep your heads down?
Velda's just sort of looking on to see if anyone needs help or anything like that, but he's staying in the vicinity, but just holding back for the moment. But
three of you see members of the City Watch approaching, pushing their way through the crowd. Obvious that there's been some kind of a scuffle. As they get close to you, you recognise Bubba, the woman that you saw before, leading a couple of guards with her. She flashes her City Watch badge at everyone and says, "City Watch, what's going on here?"
I want to subtly just sort of whisper this into probably Caragor's ear, that's the woman that I told him about earlier.
The watch people come out and pull you and the other priest apart. She looks completely baffled at the fact that there are two priests fighting each other rather than anyone else. What happened?
There must be some kind of mistake here. I believe that I saw the brother over here. Is it a brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that I saw the brother over here doing something very much against the thoughts of Razmir.
Am I in earshot of that?
Yeah, yeah.
But Sister Naraya, you might have been misconstrued. I believe that our brothers are in fact giving gifts to the crowd. Gifts of coin. Is that not right, brother? I look at mine. Look at my guy.
Yes.
So kind, brother. Oh my goodness.
Oh, Velda starts
That's
applauding.
So kind.
Oh, well done.
You
well
are
done.
The
That's
kindest
lovely.
Brother. Brother.
Yes.
Nice one, brother.
Mir is giving gifts.
The whole crowd.
Nice one, brother.
Nice one, brother.
Nice one, brothers.
Nice one, brother.
Nice one, brother.
The watch commander looks at between all of you. There's nothing to no charges to answer here. Everyone go about your business. There's nothing to see here. And starts dispersing the crowd. You hear up on the platform, you hear Xanathar being like, that's all we've got time for today. Everyone go about your business.
Just as the City Watch lady walks away, there is one more charge to answer, sister.
She stops and turns. Yes?
Sister, won't you join us? You not a noble, an adherent of the ways of Razmir, those who are giving to your city and helping increase the peace?
Yeah, don't fake it, baby. Lay the real thing on me.
Helping. But I'm on duty. Leave me alone. I don't know who any of you are.
The City Watch turns its back on Razmir. Is that what's happening?
She walks over to one of the grey-robed priests, the one that that Shania was grabbing by the neck, and just pulls him aside and whispers in his ear. Give me a perception check if you want to try and overhear over all the crowd news.
All of us, or?
Yeah, you're all standing there.
24.
21.
24.
Shania gets it. Velda gets it.
Sorry, I'm not doing
okay.
It.
18.
Okay, so Shania and Velda, you hear her whisper, "Get your acolytes under control now." And she shoves him back and then turns. "We're moving out," waves the guards, and they move away from the crowd. The priest who you were grabbing goes, "Get back inside at once."
Yeah, I'm sure that all of the heralds will love to hear about your deeds this evening.
They all usher you back in through the gates, and the gates are pulled closed. The priest and Xanathar go off together for a little bit of a talk. Xanathar comes back over and goes, "What happened out there?"
"This priest over here, obviously, showing you who it was. This priest over here was stealing from the people of the town. This surely is not the way."
"Brother Xanathar, I think it's just a misconception. I believe we saw priests giving coin to the crowd. At least that's what I saw."
"That's what I saw, yeah."
"Seems you're mistaken, Sister Naraya. It seems you're seeing things that aren't there.
Oh.
Maybe you need to think about the things you think you're seeing before they get you in trouble."
"I see. Thank you for teaching me the ways of Razmir."
"Maybe you should spend some time remembering the tenets of Razmir. That gold is a gift for the followers of Razmir. It is a weapon been used by his enemies to bring down his glory. And that those above you, those further up the steps, speak with the voice of Razmir itself. So next time a priest tells you to do something, you should do it. You understand me?"
"I think I understand you perfectly well."
"Good. Xanathar, away."
He turns and walks up.
Nice.
So you are you don't have too much time to kind of stand around and contemplate this because it is the dinner bell sounds and you have to sort of head downstairs and get some food.
Just on the way there, the crowd fully dispersed.
Yeah,
they're all gone. Yeah,
they're the crowd of okay. So you're back in the temple now. Gates are shut. You are able to kind of quietly talk to each other as you make your way down to get food, or sort of while you're going into the kitchen and getting your soup.
Just before David Bowie goes away,
yeah,
I'm just gonna speak to him quickly. Brother
Fulton.
Yes. I've got something for Razmir. I pull out a pouch, my coin pouch, and I've taken out some of my own gold pieces, and inside is 5 gold pieces.
Where did you get the coin pouch? Oh yeah, you've got some, you found some in the snake pit, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, I've got 2 gold pieces. Yeah, nice. I'll just give him 2 gold pieces and the 18 silver pieces that I found.
He takes it and looks at it.
"Excellent work, Brother Fulton. It seems that not all of your group are completely hopeless. You'll go far in here. Trust me, I'm looking out for you."
"Thank you, brother."
I know that that Engarthus is taking a shine to your friend Danny Carragher. But I'm turning into Matthew Berry.
Yes. I'm
wondering when the lies are going to cross.
My name is Brother Toast.
I can hear you, Clampandango.
But I want you to know you're my guy.
Thank you, brother.
Just out of character, did Fulton notice in the transition of those coins if they were Razmir coins or not?
They were not. No, they were Tamaran currency.
Shit.
Xanathar, away again! He turns and walks away again. And you make your way down to get some food. After food, you have your evening prayers. And then you're back, heading back for transcription duties again. as you settle in, as you settle in to do some writing. You've got a couple of minutes while you're doing some writing, if you while they go to get some more books for you, where you're able to talk freely, if you would like to. Otherwise, you can wait.
Can Caragor do a perception check to see if, you know, before in the prisons when we were definitely being listened to,
yeah.
I just want to, the walls, are mm-hmm. they hollow in any places? Is there any listening places?
Is there like a, sure. a little peephole in the
yeah.
wall?
Go ahead, give me a perception.
An image of a person looking in a painting and their eyes are just moving.
17.
A 17, you know there are people outside the door in this room because that goes out into the main antechamber, where you know there will be some guards out there, so they could feasibly listen at the door. But if you talked in low voices, you don't think so. But you can't, you don't find any evidence of like spy holes or anything in the room.
Okay. Caragor, yeah, after a second of just putting his cheek to various parts of the walls and seeing if he could detect a breeze, just comes back to with you guys.
Look, now, I don't know about you chaps, but I'm getting bored with all this shit. Like, how long have we been staying here?
I can tell
it's
you
only
now,
been 2 days.
I am struggling now to hold myself. We need to find some things that we can take back to someone soon, because otherwise something's going to happen.
I don't know, into this writing thing.
Yes, no,
good. Okay, actually, glad, happy for you.
I tell you what, Bubba, I promise you, when we get out of here, I'll find some interesting books and we'll carry on learning on your writing and things.
Yeah, right,
it's very
nice
good. Because this book, I can tell you, is shit.
To be fair though, like, can we just like clarify what we're doing now? Because yeah, I think you're right. Like, we need to move on. I think
we
I
all say in low voices. Mm.
Yeah, I'm obviously talking in.
Wait. Well, we need to open a few doors, and then do we know of an obvious way out apart from the way that we just came out? We need to leave quick, sharp.
We haven't
need to have an exit route.
We haven't gone to the second floor. And we haven't looked in past where the cells are either, or where that snake pit was.
We have no way to get to these places. They are locked and guarded.
We do. Wink, wink.
I also say wink, wink.
Why are you saying wink, wink?
I thought that was a thing.
What do you mean?
We have a way to get through certain doors. Wink, wink.
Wink,
you
wink.
You have a way?
Thief, thief.
How do we get through the door?
I've got the keys. I've got the keys, all right?
Oh, you got the keys?
Fuck it!
Why do you say that?
Keys!
You! Listening to us, man.
You're so fucking good. Oh my fucking god, there's a fire in Shania's eyes right now. Wow. If she hadn't been assaulted only a day or so ago, there'd be a fire in her loins. She's very happy. Yeah. You fucking beast of a man. Fuck yes. Well, let's go.
I want to address it, like something we haven't brought up is just how frightening Shania looks in this mask. Because it's something we don't talk about a lot, but elves in Galarian don't have pupils. No. Their eyes are just one colour. So Shania's eyes are just pure red. So when you look through into this sort of blank iron mask, there's just these two red eyes just staring wildly out of it. So after, as you're talking this, the door opens. And Engarthus steps in. He says, "I'm sorry to interrupt your discussions, but Sister Naraya, I wondered if you might walk with me a while."
"Always, yeah."
"Come, there's something I've been meaning to discuss with you about what happened yesterday."
"Okay."
Just as Naraya goes, Danny Carragher puts a hand on her shoulder and goes, "Go with the blessing and the peace of Razmir, sister."
"Thank you. Thank you, Brother Danny. I will."
So, Engarthus leads you out of the meeting room and through the worship hall where he arrives to the steps. He says, "I'm granting you permission to ascend the steps, Sister Naraya. But don't let this be confused with permission always. I'm here now, and so you may come up with me. But it does not mean that you may ascend again."
"Thank you. Thank you."
He leads you up the stairs, past the Great Mask of Razmir, and around what you see now is like sort of a balcony above the worship hall. and up to an enormous carved wooden door, which has the mask of Razmir upon it, and it has carvings of people on their knees in front of it, showering gold in front of him. You see the two guards that have stood there. As he approaches it, he takes a silver key, which is on a chain around his neck, out from his robes, and inserts it into the door key. He turns it, opens the door, and leads you into a large chamber where there are five doors coming off it. It's different doors. This is very well decorated up here. Clearly, this is where the money goes in the temple. In the center of the room, there is a plinth. Standing on the plinth is a pile of masks of Razmiran that have been arranged and stacked up to form a human shape. So it's lots and lots of masks that have been sort of stuck together to form like a statue. As you enter the room, the statue rumbles slightly, and a voice calls out, "What are the true gods?" And Garthus replies, "Only those that which you can hold in your hand." And the room goes quiet. He closes the door behind him and locks it, and then leads you to one of the side rooms, which he unlocks with a separate key, and takes you in. The room inside is an immaculately clear chamber. There is a wooden writing desk. There are some bookshelves. You can see there is a bed in the corner. Everything in here is just precise. You can tell if this is his chamber, he is somebody who thinks everything has a place. Everything goes somewhere. On the desk, there is a screwed up piece of paper, which he picks up, has another look at, rolls his eyes, and then tosses on the floor next to the desk. He then walks over to one of the shelves, where there is an ornate looking dagger in a sheath, which he takes from the shelf and places down. "Sister Naraya, you killed that boy yesterday. I wanted to ask why."
"See, the boy, he... he tried to take advantage of a situation, and I was not willing to let him do so."
"You know, Sister Naraya, that I have always admired your people. Your people understand strength. They understand fear as it can be used. My people are very different from that. I come from the Isle of Janrumari, in the Impossible Kingdoms. We are a people beholden to the djinn, beholden to family values. We're taught to respect those who are above us. And my father was like that." He pulls his mask back, and you can see that he is he has a sort of olive skin and dark brown hair, and he has a scar on one cheek. "My father gave me this scar. He gave worse than that to my mother. He understood fear, Sister Naraya. He understood how to control people with fear. But he also underestimated me." And he takes the dagger that he has on the side, this beautiful jeweled thing, and he draws it slightly. And you can see that the blade is crusted with dark blood. "That was when I was a different person. That was before I found Razmir. But it doesn't change anything. He hurt my mother. And so I hurt him. And so I understand where you come from on this. You have to understand that the Church of Razmir protects those within it. And when that boy placed his hands on you in that way, he ceased to become a part of that church. He was an enemy of the faith. And you did absolutely right by ending his miserable life. And if it had been found out, then I would have done the same. I've called you here, Sister Naraya, because I want you to understand. I want you to know that I understand what you did. And I want you to know that there are no lengths that I will not go to protect people I care about. I'm sure you know the same.
I appreciate your candor. This is most unexpected to find out. Of course, everything that you say is much appreciated. I must, of course, also let you know that it is impossible for you to know exactly what it was that I felt. You say that you have knowledge of the same things. Yeah, but no.
Perhaps not. Perhaps there are things about you, Sister Nariah, that I don't understand yet. But I will, in time, you and your friends. Don't worry. I get to understand everybody pretty well after a while here. Before you go, something valuable went missing yesterday. You don't know anything about that, do you?
Something valuable?
Krant was foolish. He had something that he shouldn't have been in possession of, and he managed to lose it. He's a fool, don't you think?
Krant? I find it extremely hard to respect this man.
Well, I just want you to know that if a valuable thing that went missing were to find its way back into my possession, the church would be very glad about that. Some of you are doing very well for yourselves. I think in another day or so we'll be able to return your items to you. Maybe even some of you will make it up to the second step. But some of you are causing scenes. I heard about what happened out there in the street. I hope we're not going to have any more misunderstandings.
No, of course not.
He pulls his mask down and chuckles, and then pats you on the shoulder. Of course not, Sister Nariah. Come on, let's get you back to your friends. He opens the door and leads you back past the statue, back through the doors, which he locks again behind him, and back down the stairs. He nods to you and turns, goes up a little way up the stairs, then turns back and says, I enjoyed our chat, Sister Nariah.
As did I, brother. Again, I thank you very much for your openness.
All hail the living God.
All hail the living God.
He turns and goes back up the stairs and allows you to return to the others, where they are just finishing. I won't make you roll for it this time because you're kind of getting better at it, where they're finishing their transcription duties, and you then head downstairs. So it is night time. You have a bit of time, so if you do too much extra now, you get the feeling they deliberately fill your days to try and keep you tired. So you can go and do stuff, but it is going to result in you being fatigued tomorrow if you want to try and do too much more.
Am I right in thinking that if me and Bubba do something, we'll become exhausted tomorrow?
There's no exhausted condition, but okay. I would say your fatigue condition will call it fatigue 2, so you'll have a minus right. 2 to those tomorrow.
Fatigue 2. This time,
yes.
First time, it's sleepy.
Yeah, Bubba just wants to get a bit.
Yeah, okay. Velda's tired. It's been a long day.
But you have a quiet corner of the bunk room, so you are able to talk.
Velda takes up his complaining again. Like, I'm really getting sick of this place. What's the plan? I hate it here.
Just can I just have one quick moment?
Yep.
Dan, yes. the phrase that he used when we went up there, I wanted to remember it, but then we got into a scene.
Okay. I tell you what, give me a wisdom check.
Okay, all right, thanks. That's,
I wrote it down, but it's cheaty.
And if you get it right, I'll let James tell you.
Okay. That is 18.
Go on then. What was it?
He said, only those that you can hold in your hand.
Only those that you can hold in your hand. Yeah. Thank you very much. All right.
Only those you can hold in your hand.
Okay. That was, yeah. Okay. Important. Thank you very much. Only
that's
okay.
All right.
All right. Sorry. Carry on.
Right. So, but first of all, I presume Shania relays all of you what you just had upstairs.
Yeah,
like, stuff
I
like.
Explain everything. Look, and also, you know, so, I think if she hadn't just found out that Caragor had the keys, that might have gone a slightly different way. Literally, that saved everything. Right. So anyway, yes.
Look, I'm really getting tired of this. What's the plan? What's the end game here?
One more day, we can get our stuff back.
Well, we've got our stuff back.
No, we've got some of our weapons.
Haven't.
The other stuff,
well,
we've got the coin and stuff like that. They took them off us at the beginning.
Oh, yes.
So we have to wait for that.
We've hidden the things in the handy haversack.
No, that was the weapons.
That was the weapons. Weapons, yes.
They are in the kitchen.
But all our other stuff, our personal stuff,
they're behind the cupboard.
But no, remember, because they drugged us and we fell asleep and then we woke up and we were just in these robes. And but we got the weapons. Now, look, all right, so we'll get the stuff back.
Yeah.
And then what? Do we just burn this place to the ground? Do we just escape quietly? What do we do?
No, we need more evidence. We need to go on a little tour.
We need to make use of those keys. Okay, and then maybe give them back.
When Ingarthus took you up to the second floor before you got into the room with the mask golem, was there a door that he went through?
Yes.
Yes, there was.
Yes, there was.
Was it? Yeah. Did he open it with a key, with his hand, or
with
a spell?
With a key.
With a key that he had?
Yeah.
But listen, right?
I hope we've got a similar key. Wait, no, hang on. What robes does Krant wear?
Krant wears a grey robe.
And Ingarthus wears black. We won't be able to get up there with the same key.
Well, look, didn't you say something about... can I see the keys?
There you go.
Show me the keys. Any of them silver?
No, they just look like keys.
No, you see, because he said it was a silver key on a chain. That's a special key.
But didn't you say something about he wanted something like good back? Yeah?
Yeah, I think he's referring to the keys.
He's referring to the keys.
I don't know, I think he means the wine.
The wine?
What? Yeah, he's not supposed to have the wine. And he gave it away.
I was given that. I won that, but if you gave it back, it's all covered in snake blood.
It's a really good bit of wine, though. If we give it back, that's going to put us in favour. Might be able to get something else out of it.
I think it's the keys. It's definitely the keys.
The keys.
And I don't want any favour with them. I know that you've been doing very good. You've been everyone's been very good.
Oh,
I
hell, the living
hate
God.
Them. I want out. I can't stand it here. It's awful.
I mean, I'm Velda, of the same feeling as you. I think we can.
We've only got to hold on for a little bit.
I know, but
come on.
I think we can get enough.
We can do this together.
Enough information. Gather enough information with these keys tonight. And then we can.
Not tonight.
But we need an escape plan. This is the problem.
No. Yeah, we don't know how we're getting out.
We don't know how to get out.
We need to wait at least another day. All right, secure ourselves, get our stuff back. Who's got the gold back?
Nobody, you're
quite right, Babby.
Get our stuff back tomorrow, it is tomorrow, as long as no one fucks anything up, keep our head down for another day. That tomorrow's day, we try and find an easy escape route, a plan escape route, right? And then, so we know, that'll be the fourth day, that we go around to do a little tour, see what else we can get, and then bark it quick.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we do it. So what? We get sent out on another market run, and then we run.
No, that'll be easy. But if not, then what we need to do is gather all the stuff we found in the snake pit.
Yeah.
Anything else we can get from Krant's office with these keys.
Yeah.
And then any other door we can open without triggering off another bloody trap or that bloody golem.
Okay.
Probably.
Yeah.
And then on top of what we already know, hopefully will be enough. But we need to wait another day.
Right. I'm clear on everything except barking it. What?
But, you know,
what
barking it.
But no.
Oi, bark it.
Running away.
Bark it?
Yeah, like, op
Leave
it.
Him.
Kick it.
Yeah.
Leg it.
How on earth is that related to running away?
You understand? It's a Horrock thing, mate.
But,
admit, we need to fly, but not like a bird.
Yeah.
Well, you'd only fly away.
Or bounce like a fucking
ball,
bitch.
Do you know where your home is? Do you know? Just wondering. You do? Oh, good, real good. I just want to check.
So... Not
Nelly
to cut
Furtado.
Off this beautiful Nelly Furtado
callback. That's going back a long way.
You go. Showing the age. You go to bed. You get some rest. You get up the next day. You have your breakfast. You do your prayers. You do some cleaning. Do some more prayers. And then at the end of prayers, Krant comes to find you and says,
"Oh, Krant,
there's something going on here. I don't know what it is, but I feel like you're responsible for it somehow." Anyway, decided on a special task for you all today. You're going to come and help me with a little problem that we're having. We're going to find out whether you really are members of this cult or this church or not.
Sounds good, brother.
Did you call it a cult?
Shut up! Carlisle, Bishop, you're coming with me. He leads you, along with Carlisle and Bishop, out of the temple. Again, they open the gates, but this time there is no crowd. He leads you through the streets to
a little street just a couple of blocks away from where the temple is. People give you a bit of a wide berth. Every now and then people kind of nod and sort of say, hail the living God. Occasionally, Carlisle or Bishop will throw some coppers to people as they pass. Krant stops at the end of the street and says,
there's a very big problem with crime in this part of the city. There used to be a real problem with it. A lot of the businesses had a lot of run-ins with criminals. And the church has made it its effort, its business, to stop that, to stop the crimes from happening. People are very grateful for this. And so a lot of the shops, they all pay a tithe to Razmir for the glory of the living God that helps us to do our good works. Means that we can afford to give money to the poor, give bread to the poor. Now, there's this baker who runs the bakery down the end of the street there. He is late paying his tithe. I want you all to go in there, get the 100 silver pieces that he owes us, and I want you to wreck that shop as a warning to any other business that doesn't want to help us to help this city. Is that clear?
It's
yes, brother.
Clear as Razmir's words himself, yes. Brother Krant. I would only ask one thing, if I may.
What?
That is, if we wreck a shop, then people will be less likely to pay their tithe, will they not?
No, because they'll know what happens if they don't.
Oh, I see. I was just checking Razmir's tenants to check where we show Razmir's benevolence through fear. Which one is that? Is that 6 or 7?
That's the one where you do what I say, Danny Camraga.
Danny...
Carragher.
Danny Camraga.
David Cameron.
that's the arc.
That's where
you
ended up.
You either die as Danny Carragher or you live long enough so you see yourself become David Cameron.
He's on step 27.
Bishop and Sister Bishop and Brother Carlisle and I will be outside. I expect to hear some serious destruction going on in there. It's important we send a message, otherwise we can't get our work done. That clear?
Yes, brother.
Yes, brother.
Okay.
Good.
Nice one, brother.
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 Someone walks past. Nice brother. One, brother. he leads you to the. He leads you over to a bakery.
What's the bet? It's going to be. Dan's NPC is going to be an old sweet man.
Well, whichever way, I mean, this is racketeering.
I mean, yes.
You're a lovely old lady.
Hello, would you like some free bread?
Oh, I can't pay that.
He's got a little tiny tin come hobbling out with a loaf of. Oh, God.
So the bakery is called the Harvest Hearth. He leads you up to the door. Don't come back without the money and some good news. And they turn their backs and usher any customers away. Wait until the bakery is empty, and then he opens the door. You all walk in. There is a kindly looking chubby man sitting behind the counter. He looks up from his rolls and says, "Oh, how can I help you?" That's where we leave it for tonight.
Oh.
Shaking down a baker.
Chubby rolls.
Baker shaking.
And his jazz orchestra.
Forgive the interruption, but I believe this requires your attention.
If you ever believed Captain America was on the U.S. Olympic soccer team.
If you ever thought that the Winter Soldier was that brace yourselves guy on the internet.
And if you ever wondered just what would a raccoon do with a machine gun.
Then don't let another week pass you by without tuning into
Mighty Marvel Geeks.
Mighty Marvel Geeks is your show about all things Marvel.
With news, rumors, commentary, and interviews.
As well as our weekly recommendations on what to pick up on New Comic Book Day.
Official consulting hours are between 8 and 5 every other Thursday. That's Mighty Marvel Geeks on WeebieGeeks.net, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts.